Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Ministry with Jesus, Bible Bits from Luke. In this session, we'll be looking at Luke chapter 18, verses 9 to 14, A Humble Heart. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6 to begin with in this session, verses 19 to 21. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. We need to check where our treasure is to find our heart. We need to check where our heart is to find our treasure. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 31 reads, "For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged." We have to continually examine our heart. Jeremiah 17 verse 9, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" Look at Luke chapter 18, verses 9 down to verse 14. "Also, he spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, 'God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust adulterers, or even this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess.' And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, 'God, be merciful to me, a sinner.' I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." God wants Christians to possess humble hearts. In our text, the tax collector reveals three characteristics of a humble heart. First, a humble heart is aware of God's holiness. Look at verse 13, the first part of it. "And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven." Standing afar off. The tax collector stood back at a distance and wouldn't even look up toward heaven. The Pharisee just stood and prayed. There is such a great distance between assumed perfection and acknowledged imperfection. Second, a humble heart is aware of God's standard, God's word. The second part of verse 13, "but beat his breast, saying, 'God, be merciful to me, a sinner.'" Be merciful to me, a sinner. The tax collector compared his life to the scriptures and saw his utter failure. The Pharisee compared his life to other people and saw his own superiority. He bragged of obedience to the law by external rituals. How far from obedience normal practice really is. And then third, a humble heart is aware of God's mercy. Verse 13 again, "And this tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, 'God, be merciful to me, a sinner.'" Be merciful to me. The tax collector pleaded for mercy. The Pharisee didn't even mention a problem. God's mercy is so needed and is readily available. The Pharisee and the tax collector went into the temple to pray. As we personally enter a time of prayer, are we aware of God's holiness and take care of how we approach it? God's standard of righteousness and acknowledge failure. God's mercy, and do we realize our need and its availability? You have a great day.